Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN, when we let you know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier in with us, as she is each week, to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
And we have some familiar and some new to talk about here this week.
It's always interesting to see what's going to happen in the course of a week when we find myself back here again, who's familiar and who's new. We do have one familiar cat right now. Lucky got a home, so we're very glad Lucky was lucky and found a home, but Sheba is still there. You might recall from last week, Sheba is the gray. We think she's, well, it's hard to say exactly what breed she is, but she's a lovely gray color. She doesn't really care for other animals, but she's really sweet and loving. About a year old, so young enough to still have energy, lots of life ahead of her, but she's not a kitten anymore. And she was just really sweet. She's very laid back and would make a lovely companion for someone. If you are looking for something a little younger, don't worry. You didn't miss your chance. We have five new kittens at the shelter. They aren't tiny, tiny kittens, so they will be available for adoption soon. But we do have five of them. And even though we were a little discouraged at how many kittens we got to see this summer at the shelter, they're cute all over again every time we see them. And so this crew has a couple of orange and white ones, a couple black ones, a couple black and white ones, you know, different mixes anyway in this group of five. So they're very distinctive. And so if you missed your chance earlier this summer to get a kitten, you have another one here at the shelter.
So some good opportunities there. And whether it be, you know, one side of the coin or the other, if you're looking for a little bit, maybe an older animal to come into your home, or one of the younger ones as well. And I hate to get, you know, too far ahead in the seasonal mode, but, you know, it's getting close to that time of year. Maybe you want to get rid of that Christmas idea early, get the young one a kitten, and get that taken care of already.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, check that off your list right now. Save yourself time later. I like that idea. Yeah.
All right. I don't know. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves with that stuff. It gets kind of annoying sometimes in the stores, but it's all good in the animal world.
That's right.
We have a couple dogs that need to find a home as well, that have been looking for a home for a while here.
You know, sometimes I don't realize how long an animal's been there until I really stop and look at the paperwork. And I know I've been talking about Murphy and Tucker for several weeks. Tucker is the one who's about 4 months old, 4 or 5 months old. He's a Rottweiler lab mix. He's housebroken. He's cute. He's sweet. He's wonderful. Murphy is maybe 1 or 2 years old. He's an energetic, sweet young boy. He's the one that's maybe a lab Springer Spaniel mix, something like that. He's mostly black with some black and white spots. He's also house trained. And I got to looking at the paperwork, and these guys have been there since late September or early October. And this is the point at which, you know, you really start to, we care and we love about every animal that comes in, but we really start to feel for these animals after a while, and it gets harder and harder in them. There is actually something that animals can get called shelter shock, where they just kind of get used to the shelter life, and it takes away their socialization skills just a little bit after time, you know, when they're in an institution instead of in a family. It just changes their personalities. Now, Murphy and Tucker show no signs of any of that happening. They are still really, really sweet and outgoing and energetic and attentive, but it's something that we'd really hate to see happen to good dogs like these guys. So they've been there a long time. And at some point at a shelter, you know, we have to start asking the tough questions about how long it's really kind for them and humane for them to be in the shelter too. So come on, guys, I really need somebody to come give Murphy and Tucker a good home. And they're wonderful dogs. All it takes is for you to spend 5 minutes with them, and you're going to see they're really spectacular dogs. They're so sweet, and they're house trained. And that's a big step in the right direction. So I'd really, really like for somebody to come give Murphy and Tucker their forever homes. And I know you're going to be happy if you do that.
And good-looking dogs, too. I know I've caught a couple pictures that they put up on the Facebook page of those two. And, it would be good fits to someone's home. So get down there to the shelter and check them out. And oftentimes, too, we have animals that end up at the shelter that maybe are already someone's pet. And you maybe need to be reunited. And there is one right now currently at the shelter that we're hoping that owner still shows up.
Yeah, we have a dog we're calling Buddy. We think he's maybe pit bull, boxer. He's a mid-sized dog, you know, good solid build. He's still on hold. He's brown and white, really friendly, really sweet. Seems like a really nice guy. So I'm sure somebody out there is missing their dog, and I'm sure he's missing you. So we're really hoping we can find Buddy, as we're calling him, his home soon.
All right. So hopefully all these animals will find a great home. And if folks are interested and they want to go out and check out those animals, where do they need to go?
We are located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town with the wastewater treatment plant. And the hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
And it's a real easy location to spot, too. There's a sign on that outer fence that lets you know that's where you can adopt pets, so you can find the shelter, and you'll, of course, see the kennels next to the building on the corner there. I know I've been out and about a couple of times where I've overheard someone else asking someone else, you know, hey, where's the animal shelter here in town? Well, it's pretty easy to track down, and folks are pretty good about directing you in the right direction. And if you, of course, want to find out some other information as well, you can always hop online and get a little information there, too.
Petfinder.com, just type in Atlantic zip code, and then, of course, we have a pretty active group on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, we invite you to join us at Atlantic Animal Shelter and join the conversation.
All right. So stop down, check out the animals. It's a very cost-effective measure as well, because it's not going to cost you a lot to make an adoption there at the shelter. And these animals are just as good to fit in your home as where anywhere else you're going to find them. So
absolutely.
Stop on down.
Stop on down. Make sure you tell the people at the shelter that you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leech on Life.